This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to talk about the science of something that comes out of, well, science fiction. In science fiction, we talk about gene therapy, transhumanism. What is it like if we can design our children and change the genetic heritage of the human race itself? With us today is Dr. Paul Knopfler. He's a professor in the Department of Cell Biology and Human Anatomy at the University of California at Davis, and he's the author of a new book, GMO Sapiens, The Life-Changing Science of Designer Babies. GMO meaning genetically modified organisms. So we'll talk about the science and then the ethics and the future of what happens when we can tinker with our genes and perhaps even design our children. Also, if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and we have 650,000 fans taking my Twitter feeds. And on my website, you can see references to my 4 New York Times bestsellers: The Future of Humanity, talking about the future of the space exploration, that just hit the New York Times bestseller list. Then The Future of the Mind, talking about how physics is probing the secrets of the living brain as we connect the brain to a computer. Telepathy, telekinesis, many of the things you see in science fiction, we physicists can actually duplicate in the laboratory rather than adhering to science fiction. And then in Physics of the Future, we talk about the future of robotics, cancer research, medicine. What will the job market look like in the coming decades? Well, as I said before, in this hour, we're going to be talking about a new book, GMO Sapiens, The Life-Changing Science of Designer Babies. What about the ethics? What about the science of designer children? How far should we go if we can design our children? So once again, the special guest today is Professor Paul Knopfler, professor in the Department of Cell Biology and Human Anatomy at the University of California at Davis. We should also point out that he got his bachelor's in English literature from Reed College, but then switched to biotechnology. So, Professor Knopfler, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Thanks for having me.
First question for you is, how did you as a youth first get interested in English literature and then make the leap to cell biology?
Well, I was always interested in both science and writing, and as a kid I would, you know, play with a chemistry set in our basement and, you know, try not to burn down the house and do other, like, biology experiments as a kid. But I also found I really enjoyed writing, whether it was fiction or nonfiction, and so throughout my childhood I kind of went back and forth between science and writing. And then in college I started as pre-med, but then sort of got into a phase where I was more interested in literature and writing, and ended up graduating with an English degree, but immediately switched over to biology again and kind of spent the rest of my life so far working on science. But I have found that being a good writer is really helpful, writing papers, writing grants, and things like that.
Okay, well, first question for you concerns one of your specialties, and that is stem cells. I was watching TV the other day, and I see these advertisements for stem cell therapies that seem outrageous. They seem like they're violating the rules of biology, claiming things that they have no right to claim. So first of all, what is a stem cell?
So a stem cell is a really unique kind of cell in that it can grow, so it can make more of itself, you know, multiply, one becomes two, four, eight, et cetera. So it can do that forever, so it's an immortal cell and can make more stem cells, but it also can change into other kinds of cells, and we call that differentiation. So the most powerful kinds of stem cells can literally make any kind of cell in our bodies, and in fact, that's what happens during development. We all start out as one cell, and then we end up as trillions of cells, and stem cells really drive that process. They also help us, you know, if we get sick or we, you know, get a cut or something like that. Healing really is a stem cell dependent process. So there's a lot of excitement and a lot of legitimate research going on to kind of harness this power of stem cells in ways that could address problems that medicine right now, you know, can't tackle very well, like multiple sclerosis and other things. And so my lab and hundreds of other labs do work on stem cells. But there's also, like you alluded to, there's this sort of industry that's developed that's kind of pitching stem cells as some kind of miracle cure for almost everything in a medical dictionary.
Yeah. Now, isn't there something called medical ethics? What about the FDA and the government? I mean, some of these claims, I mean, I cringed when I was listening to the TV making these claims. And, of course, it's going to backfire on them when eventually people are not cured. But how is it possible that people can get away with making these outrageous claims?
This has been going on for a few years, and some of us have been pushing the FDA and the FTC, you know, because like you alluded to, there's a lot of false marketing claims out there on the web and on TV. So we've been really pushing regulators to do more, and it's not really clear why, but for years they haven't done a whole lot. But interestingly, in the last 1 to 2 years, year and a half, under the new administration, the FDA has a new leader. His name's Scott Gottlieb, and they've been taking a lot more action, relatively speaking, on these sort of, you know, too good to be true stem cell clinics that are out there. And in fact, right now, there's a case in federal court against two of these stem cell firms where the FDA, via the Department of Justice, is seeking a permanent injunction to stop them doing the kinds of things you were suggesting. And really, what sparked the action, the legal action by the FDA in these cases, is that there were actually some patients who alleged that they were blinded by injections of stem cells from fat tissue into their eyeballs. And so that's just an example of just how far out some of this stuff can be. And it's really sad that these patients were harmed, but it seems like, unfortunately, sometimes to really get regulators moving, it does take some really serious harm. So hopefully this is just the beginning of the FDA sort of stepping up and, you know, cracking down on some of these things that really maybe not only don't work, but can, as we've seen, do some real harm too.
Okay, now let's get right into the substance of your new book, GMO Sapiens, the life-changing science of designer babies. First of all, what is gene therapy, and how far has it progressed, given the fact there was a lot of hype around it about 20 years ago, and results have been, well, modest, but coming. So what is the status of gene therapy, and how is it performed?
Yeah, so it's an exciting field, and as you mentioned, about 20 years ago, there was sort of a spike in interest, and unfortunately, one patient ended up getting cancer due to gene therapy that kind of went awry, and so that kind of put a chill on the field for a decade or more, and now it's kind of in rebound. The field of gene therapy is really doing much better, I think, and there's a lot of real hope there. And at the core of gene therapy is this idea that, you know, all of us have somewhat different DNA. We have our different genomes, as it's called. And so some of us, unfortunately, inherit or develop mutations in genes.
Okay, Paul, we have to take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with your book, GMO Sapiens. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan roads look like the surface of the moon. We need to do better than that, but I'm tired of being told that we don't pay enough in taxes. In 2015, 81% of voters rejected a tax increase. What happened after we said no? Rhinos in Lansing raised taxes without a vote of the people. Then they actually transferred $400 million from the transportation budget to fix potholes in their expansion of Obamacare. As governor, I will be focused on road quality, not tax increases. Principal solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about designer babies. We're talking about transhumanism. What does it mean if stuff from science fiction can be made into science fact as we begin to tinker with our genes and our genetic heritage? With us today is Professor Paul Knopfler. He's a professor in the Department of Cell Biology and Human Anatomy at the University of California, Davis, and he's the author of GMO Sapiens. And when we last left off, we were talking about gene therapy, that is, the ability to fix broken genes. So how was that done? Explain to us how it's possible to get a virus to implant a good gene into a cell to replace the bad gene, which could be malfunctioning.
Yeah, so the basis of gene therapy is the idea that we can use different technologies, and you mentioned viruses. That's been one way to go, to try to go in there and fix faulty genes that oftentimes will cause diseases. A new technology, or at least newer technology that people are really excited about that works extremely well, is something called CRISPR. That's an acronym. And CRISPR is this exciting technology where, as opposed to using viruses, we can instead use essentially like a pair of genetic scissors, a really smart scissors that's almost like a Swiss Army knife, to go into our genome, cut the gene that's defective, and we can essentially force cells in the process of fixing that cut in the DNA to make a desirable change, such as changing a mutated gene back to the wild-type healthy form. So there's really a lot of excitement about how this CRISPR technology can so simply make these genetic changes at the heart of gene therapy. And I can give you an example of how this works so well. In the past, to do gene therapy, you know, to build the research towards fixing a faulty gene, it might have taken years and millions of dollars. And now with this newer CRISPR, again, sort of a smart genetic Swiss Army knife technology, we can really do the same kind of thing in just a few weeks for perhaps only a few thousand dollars.
Now, the question is, what kinds of genetic diseases can be cured? Many people hope that sickle cell anemia, which affects African Americans, or cystic fibrosis, which affects Northern Europeans, or Tay-Sachs, which affects Jewish people. The hope is that one day these kinds of genetic diseases can be cured by inserting the good gene into a cell to replace the bad gene. But what is the actual state of the art today? Not the hope, but the actual state of the art.
So today we can make those kinds of changes in the laboratory. So it's really exciting. Researchers have reported correcting these kinds of mutations in a dish, in, for instance, in stem cells. And so we can do that in vitro, in a lab, in a dish. And that really gives us hope that in the future it might be possible to do this in actual patients. And where the field is probably the furthest along is in this disease called bubble boy disease, which is an immune deficiency. And in that case, there's already some good evidence that scientists have been able to correct the mutation that causes bubble boy disease in stem cells and then transplant those back into patients and effectively cure them. So that's really like the best example of how well this kind of gene therapy might be able to work. And there, one of the reasons why that is such an attractive disease to really go after is that it's just really manifesting in the immune system. And we know from bone marrow transplants, we can replace the entire immune system with new cells via stem cells. And so if we CRISPR those cells first, correct a mutation, then we can put those cells back into the patient. Unfortunately, some other diseases are much more complicated because they really have more of a systemic manifestation in the body. And so we have, you know, trillions of different cells in our body. And so to really get after some of the other diseases, what people have brought up, which kind of invokes this designer baby idea, is that we'll have to make the genetic change during the IVF process in the earliest embryo, like in a one-cell embryo. And in that way, you can imagine if we correct a mutation when a person is just one cell, then every new cell derived from that, what we call a zygote or fertilized egg, will have the corrected mutation. And so then perhaps they would be cured of something like cystic fibrosis or other conditions because every cell would be fixed.
Now, isn't it true that some of these genetic diseases are quite ancient and have affected human history? I understand that King George, that we all learned about, who, of course, helped to foster the American Revolution, that King George suffered from a mental disease that was genetic. And so in some sense, the royal houses of Europe were riddled with genetic diseases because of all the inbreeding, and that helped to unleash havoc throughout European history. Like Queen Victoria apparently was the carrier of the hemophilia gene, and that helped to destabilize the Russian Tsarist government. Some people think may have tipped over the Tsarist government into the Bolshevik Revolution. But what are your thoughts then about the long history of genetic diseases?
Yes, I think you're right. Genetic disease has really played a crucial role in history and in human evolution. And you gave the really good example of hemophilia, which played a major role in Russia and other countries because of the royal family. And in fact, with hemophilia, using this new CRISPR technology, scientists have been trying to correct or fix the gene, the mutation in the gene that causes diseases like hemophilia, and they're doing it in actual human embryos in a dish, again, in the laboratory, and have had sort of mixed results. So sometimes when we try to fix a gene, we might fix the gene, but we might cause another DNA change somewhere else. And so that's typically called off-target activity. And that's really a problem because you can imagine, say we fix the gene that causes hemophilia, but at the same time we accidentally mutate some other gene-causing disease or gene-causing mutation. And so that could cause a disease elsewhere. So it's really important with this gene therapy kind of approach, especially as we're doing it in embryos, that we make the technology as precise as possible.
Now, for sickle cell anemia, I understand that one reason why it evolved thousands of years ago is because it does afford some protection against malaria, which is, of course, endemic in parts of Africa. And so I guess we have to be careful when we cure things like sickle cell anemia, that at the same time, we don't eliminate the benefits of some of these mutations. Could you elaborate?
Yes, you're absolutely right. So oftentimes, genes are very complicated, and mutations, it turns out, can have more than one function. And like you said, susceptibility to malaria can actually be something that is positively associated with certain alleles. Another really good example is there's a gene that, when it's mutated, can confer resistance to HIV, which has caused a lot of excitement. The characterization of this mutation really has gotten people excited. But at the same time, that mutation actually makes people more susceptible to another disease called West Nile virus. So oftentimes I think it's not just a matter of making these gene therapy technologies precise, but we have to prepare ourselves for potentially unintended consequences. So again, we might help someone resist HIV, but we make them more susceptible to another disease, or, you know, a same kind of deal with the malaria situation. And so I think we have to kind of go into this with some humility as people, and not think when it comes to the genome, we can't really have a hubris kind of approach. We don't really, you know, as much as genomic research has really advanced exponentially in the last decade, we're really only scratching the surface, and oftentimes genes do many things, and they're also what used to be sort of thought of as junk DNA, you know, DNA in between genes and other areas, really has a lot of different functions. There's like on and off switches for other genes. And so we have to be cautious as we approach making changes in our genome, especially, I think, if we do it in a heritable manner and we create a new person who can then pass on an altered gene to future generations.
Now, I understand that some people may not want to know if they have a certain fatal disease, like, for example, Woody Guthrie, who wrote This Land Is Your Land. His kids have said that maybe they don't want to know whether they have Huntington's disease as a bad gene. Huntington's disease makes you flail like you're a wild man without your control. Some people think that one of the Salem witches centuries ago suffered from Huntington's. And Arlo Guthrie said he doesn't want to know whether he's a carrier of his father's gene because there's no cure for it. Well, let's take another short commercial break. But after the break, we'll talk about the limits and the promise and then the dangers of genetic engineering. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about the promise and the perils of designer children. What does it mean if one day, just like in a science fiction novel, we can change the genetic heritage of the human race? What does it mean if one day we can control our own genetic destiny? With us today is Professor Paul Knopfler. He's a professor in the Department of Cell Biology and Human Anatomy at the University of California, Davis, and the book we're talking about is GMO Sapiens, The Life-Changing Science of Designer Babies, and GMO stands for Genetically Modified Organisms. Now, many people today take Ancestry.com or 23andMe to find out the genes in their body, but also these tests will tell you your susceptibility to certain kinds of diseases, including Alzheimer's. Some people say they don't want to know because what can you do about it? There's no cure for Alzheimer's. There's no cure for many of these genetic diseases. But what are your thoughts? Should people know? And at some point, are we going to be able to cure some of these diseases?
I think it's a personal choice, especially when it comes to a disease like Huntington's disease or some of these other diseases like Alzheimer's disease, where we really don't have a whole lot or even really have nothing to offer the patients. I can kind of see why, you know, if it runs in your family, you may not want to know because what can you really do with that knowledge? On the other hand, I also can see sort of a personal curiosity and sort of a sense of, you know, I really want to better understand that. And I think a lot of people embrace the idea that they want to know more about their DNA, more about their genome. And so they do things like we talked about Ancestry.com or 23andMe. And I think probably for a lot of people, it's a rewarding experience. They learn more about themselves and their family. But there have been reports of people who really, you know, when they found out they had a bad mutation or something like that, that it's really negatively affected their life. And so I think it's one of those situations where we really need to make it a personal decision. And I think the genetic testing companies have become more careful about, you know, they make you, for instance, maybe click a few extra buttons if you really want to know your Alzheimer's susceptibility or other mutations. I'm hopeful that in the future, certain diseases, especially what we call monogenic diseases or monogenetic diseases that are caused by only one mutation, those I think are going to be relatively more easily curable because there's only one thing that really needs to be fixed. Other things like Alzheimer's disease, it's very difficult because it's not really well understood why those of us who get it, you know, why do we actually get it? And it's not a simple as one mutation, one disease kind of situation. So I think there's a lot of hope for certain things like immune disorders, but other things like Alzheimer's are going to be a tougher marathon for science.
Okay, now let's talk about the future, the promise and the perils of this technology. Some of the promoters of this technology say, hey, look, what's there not to love? We're talking about improving the human race. James Watson, Nobel Prize winner who helped to unleash this whole revolution, says that we should make ourselves, quote, a little bit better, unquote. And what's wrong with becoming a little bit smarter? What's wrong with becoming a little bit handsomer or a little bit taller? So tell us, first of all, about some of the benefits of this technology, especially if you can eliminate some of these horrible genetic diseases and improve our status. However, we have to take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to get right into the question of the pros and cons of genetic engineering. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and today we're talking about genetic engineering. How far should we push this technology? With us today is Dr. Paul Knopfler. He's a professor in the Department of Cell Biology and Human Anatomy at the University of California at Davis, author of a new book, GMO Sapiens, Genetically Modified Organism Sapiens, the life-changing science of designer babies. Now let's talk about the future, not today, but the future. And the proponents of this technology say that, well, what's wrong? What's wrong with making ourselves a little bit better? What's wrong with eliminating genetic diseases that have haunted the human race since antiquity? What's wrong with making ourselves a little bit smarter, a little bit healthier, a little bit more robust? What's wrong with that? So, Paul, what are your thoughts?
I think there's a real promise there in the sense of potentially eliminating genetic diseases. So that's kind of on the pro side. Some of these diseases are really problematic, that they've been around for a long time and caused, you know, suffering and death. And so I think genetic modification technology could, in theory, be helpful in that regard. I know some patients who really have had, you know, their families have really suffered from these diseases, and they're very enthusiastic about using new technologies like CRISPR to try to eliminate these diseases. At the same time, it's important to point out there's already some existing technology that's proven, and basically it's called embryo screening or pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. And what happens there is that in a fertility clinic, the researchers and doctors there, they'll produce, say, 10 embryos by in vitro fertilization, and say 5 of them have a disease-causing mutation and 5 don't. They're able to analyze the DNA of those embryos. It's really interesting. They can pluck off just a few cells from, say, a 100-cell embryo, test them, and they can figure out, oh, these embryos have the mutation, these don't, and they can implant the disease-free embryos back into the mother to be And in this way, we can avoid diseases like Huntington's. And so that's a pretty good technology already. It doesn't change the genome, so I think it's lower risk. So I think as much as there's promise with genetic modification, we have to keep in mind embryo screening is already very useful. But again, amongst the patient advocacy communities, there is a lot of enthusiasm for this new technology.
What about the downside of this technology? For people who read the book Brave New World, we have a world where all children are born in a test tube, and they're basically determined at birth what status they will be in society, the alphas, the betas, the gammas, and they're deprived of oxygen, so they become mentally retarded. And so here the government is in charge of creating a, quote, perfect society by deeming ahead of time who are the leaders and who are the workers in society. So what are your thoughts if governments get a hold of this technology?
That is really one of the cons I can see coming up, is that if there's certain mutations that can be made that are considered, you know, they're not disease-causing, they're the opposite. They're thought to lead to so-called desirable traits, better traits, quote-unquote. I think it may be possible that governments will promote the genetic modification of their citizens, especially if the governments are convinced that for instance, this could lower healthcare costs, you know, with huge healthcare costs being a real problem around the globe. If governments are convinced CRISPRing embryos to make people have a certain healthy mutation, for instance, that leads to, say, disease resistance, that might be something that becomes more commonplace. I also wonder, you know, in our social media sort of viral video kind of age, if certain genetic changes might become popular. You know, you might see people tweeting about how they had a kid who has a certain genetic change and how great it is. And if they're a celebrity, you know, that could be something that other people want to follow suit on. And so I think to kind of wrap all of that up, we really do have to keep in mind this concerning phenomenon called eugenics, which has been a problem in the past, especially in World War II. But America also has a history with eugenics where people were sort of considered genetically superior or inferior. And I think, you know, that was already very problematic, but if we throw into that equation the ability to change our genes, I could easily see how eugenics might crop up again.
Well, let me ask you about something that's familiar to everyone, sports. What happens if all of a sudden you root for the team which is better genetically modified to compete against the rival team? Would you pay money? Would people pay money for professional sports to determine which team has the best geneticist? I mean, already we've isolated the Mighty Mouse gene that makes mice muscle-bound. We found a human version of it called the Schwarzenegger gene, which makes humans muscle-bound. So what happens to things like professional sports when it becomes geneticized?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest is Professor Paul Knopfler, professor in the Department of Cell Biology and Human Anatomy at the University of California at Davis. And he's the author of a new book, GMO Sapiens, Genetically Modified Organisms, Life-Changing Science of Designer Babies. When we last left off, we were talking about how this may ripple through society. And some people think that the Olympics already have formed a committee to study this because it's possible to genetically modify athletes so they can bulk up without having to exercise. They can simply modify themselves genetically. And the question is, would you pay money? Would you pay money to see two teams to compete to see which team has the better geneticist? So, Paul, what are your thoughts about when this ripples through society, including sports?
Yeah, I think that is a real possibility because, as you mentioned earlier, there are certain genes already known to make different organisms have bigger muscles. And so we've seen these mice with big muscles. More recently, scientists have produced so-called doubled-muscled pigs that are kind of like the Arnold Schwarzeneggers of the porcine world. They have huge muscles. And we all have, we humans have that same gene that can be tweaked using different genetic modification technologies. So you do wonder if at some point, given the drive for sports and competition, if some people could find the temptation to make a double-muscled person, so tempting that they would go ahead and try to make that happen. And so it really, again, kind of leads to the possibility of sort of a genetic competition between different people and really brings us back to a possibility of eugenics again.
Now, some people think that it's inevitable that we're going to genetically modify ourselves, even individually, because parents, once they hear rumors that there's a certain gene that makes your kid smarter, they're going to want that gene. And we have not been able to stop the drug trade. What happens when illegal genes get on the drug market trade? How do you stop illegal genes from being transported if a gene is nothing but a code? And one of these days, high school kids may be able to use a typewriter to type ATCG to create different kinds of viruses for their high school science fair project. So what happens in the farther future when this becomes commonplace and parents will want these genes even if they're illegal?
It's a good question because I think the technology is advancing so quickly, especially the CRISPR technology for genetic modification, and the cost is coming down. There's already, in fact, a CRISPR kit that one can buy online and have shipped to your house not to modify yourself or your kids, but to modify, I think, yeast it was. But it's just an example of a trend where this technology is really out there already. It's available, it's cheap and affordable. Of course, to try to change a human being is technologically very challenging and risky, but it's not hard to imagine in the next 10 or 20 years that it would sort of get out of the bottle to the extent that it could be tried in a DIY kind of way outside of, outside of the tight security of research labs or things like that. So I think, I think especially when it comes to reproduction and becoming a parent, I know people who would probably want to roll the dice to try to have a kid who's better, say, than their neighbor's kid in some way. But when it comes to things like intelligence, it would be very, very tricky, a very dicey kind of approach, because intelligence is probably controlled by hundreds, if not thousands, of genes, and we can't realistically really change those that number of genes. Also, again, we know genes have multiple functions, and so, for instance, you might change, if you could change, which is difficult, 12 genes somehow related to intelligence, you might hypothetically make a kid who's smarter, but they might have some kind of mental disorder or some other kind of problem. They might be prone to aggression or depression. And so we have to keep in mind these things are very complicated, and when we make one change, like trying to boost intelligence, it's not just going to be a one change, one outcome kind of situation. There could be many outcomes, and some of them not so great.
Okay, and again, appealing to science fiction, in science fiction, transhumanism is considered a real possibility as we explore outer space, we colonize Mars, go on to the asteroid belt, and we encounter harsh environments where we have different gravitational fields, different oxygen content, and we have to genetically modify ourselves in order to reach out to the galaxy. Now, this, of course, is centuries from now, but what are your thoughts about transhumanism as a way of life, that in the future we may have to modify ourselves if we have to leave the Earth and one day explore the universe? And this, of course, is science fiction, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, in researching for my book and also preparing for the TED Talk I gave on designer babies, I actually met and talked to quite a few transhumanists, so people who are already right now embracing this idea of transhumanism. And so I think on one level, I don't see things quite the same as them. I don't think right now we should be too enthusiastic about changing ourselves just because, again, the genome is so complicated we might mess things up rather than make them better. But on the other hand, I think, you know, if there was some kind of global pandemic and genetic modification could make people resist that, say, virus or bacteria, and there's really no other, you know, alternative, I think that might not be something we should entirely rule out. I'm also a real big fan of science fiction and the real, you know, things that have been achieved with space travel. And so I could see, I've talked to transhumanists about how it might be important to make someone, say, more resistant to the radiation of space or somehow change their bones such that, you know, being in low or zero gravity.
Okay, Paul, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, our special guest has been Dr. Paul Knopfler, author of the book GMO Sapiens, The Life-Changing Science of Designer Baby. So, Paul, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Thanks so much.
Okay, and so once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to be part of the March of Science, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, perhaps you can get on national radio. Again, 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.